37 tonight. Story here of one of the greatest characters of the Bible. One of my favorites, Joseph. A lot of people, I believe somebody was telling me that their favorite was Sister Collins, was amen, Caleb. And I can't even remember the woman's name. Abigail was her favorite. And I said, well, I like Caleb, but I like Joseph myself because I can relate to him. He is a teenage kid. When he was talked about and the hardships of his time. Amen. The book of Genesis chapter number 37. We'll try not to hold you long tonight. The Lord will help us. Amen. You know how that goes. It's a privilege tonight to have Brother Johnson with us. Amen. I always enjoy to get his takes when he's preached here. And enjoyed him the last time I heard him down at Brother Roper's camp meeting. A fine job, and always enjoy being in service with him. Somebody looked at me the other day and said, your voice is sounding like Brother Johnson's. It's getting rough. Amen. I said, well, that's a great compliment. If I could preach like him. Amen. Genesis chapter number 37. We all know the story how that Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his sons. He loved him. All of his other sons were jealous of Joseph. They were jealous of the dream that Joseph had. They were jealous of the coat of many colors that Joseph had gotten of his father. And the Bible said it down that Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age and he made him a coat of many colors. Amen. And you know the worldly church even doesn't like us, do they? They mock us. They laugh at us. They call us old fogies. They call us and locked up in grandma's age. But I'm so glad to be a part of God's church, aren't you? Even I preached one time on holiness, even like I've been preaching the last two nights. And even I had a pastor get up behind me and said, these preachers that preach against gold and jewelry and went through the life, he said, they ain't nothing but bound. They just locked up. And I thought to myself as I left, amen, Brother Johnson, I ain't bound. I'm happy. I'm proud to be who I am. I'm proud to be saved. I'm proud to be sanctified. Now I'm proud to be Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. Amen. I've been among the worldly folks and preached. And I've been there before I even got saved. But I want to tell you, when the Holy Ghost is moving, there ain't nobody can have church like sanctified people can. Amen. You can watch it. Charismatic folks getting the sway of the Spirit. And amen. Just sway back and forth. But when the genuine power of God moves, they take their seat. And they're quiet as quiet can be. Amen. Because there's something different about the genuine power and move of the Holy Ghost in the lives of the individuals that are sanctified. Sanctification brings the power of God, doesn't it? You're going to help me tonight, aren't you? Amen. You see Joseph here, amen, in this chapter. Amen. Dreamed a dream, and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. He said unto them, here I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. And he tells them that the dream he's dreamed was they all were going to bow down and worship at his feet. Amen. And this causes even more jealousy. It causes even more anger. But the purpose of God was in Joseph's life. And when an individual has prayed through to the point that they have got to even a calling and a purpose and anointing in their lives, all the hell's going to fight them. Everything's going to come against them on the left, on the right, from behind, in front of them. It's going to be a fight. But I want to tell you, it was perseverance that kept the snail going till it finally reached Noah's Ark. Amen. And when it finally might have been the last animal, amen, to come crawling up that plank, I believe that old Joseph had a purpose. Amen. A calling in his life. He was not ordinary. He was the unordinary. He was extra. Amen. It is not just good enough for me to sit on a bench every Sunday morning. Amen. I've got to find something to do for God. Amen. I thought the other day as I calmed down and had a week off. Amen. I thought, you know, I'm going to rest. But I was so dried and so pumped to go. I mowed everybody's grass in the neighborhood. Just trying to just do something. Because it was a purpose. Now watch this. Amen. They hated him. His daddy got upset at him. His mother. His brethren. But now Joseph, verse number 18. Amen. Leaves home and he goes to find his brethren. And when they saw him afar off, verse 18. Even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast hath devoured him. And we shall see what will become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it. And he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, said no blood, for cast him into the pit. That is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver them to his father again. And it came to pass when Joseph was come and to his brethren, that to strip them Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, they took him and cast him in a pit. The pit was empty, and there was no water. He then, verse number 27, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh, and he is our brethren. Amen. We're content. Amen. Now Joseph's life here at 17 years of age, amen, just coming into, amen, his amen, adulthood, his manhood. Amen. Those in the Bible days were older, amen, and more mature than what we are today. Amen. But Joseph was the son of Rachel. It was Israel's or Jacob's favorite wife. He worked 7 years for her. Amen. And then was amen, deceived and received Leah. But he worked 7 more just to get Rachel. He did. And now his wife, his beloved that he loved, amen, has bear him a child by the name of Joseph, amen, and is born to him. Now this child 17 years old. Now I can see Joseph in his early age, amen, as Jacob teaches Joseph, amen, the things that he had learned. And Jacob sets him at his knee and says, listen to me, son, I want to tell you of the promises that God made to your great-grandfather Abraham. I want to tell you, amen, that he blessed him, and he said, amen, leave your country. And the Bible said in Hebrews 11, Abraham left his country not knowing where he went, but by faith he sojourned in a land that he knew not. Even by faith Abraham offered Isaac. Even the promises of God to Jacob, or to Abraham, was taught by Jacob, even unto Joseph. Even Jacob told him, even I want to tell you, Joseph, son, amen, when God's got his hand on your life, amen, trouble may come your way, but if you'll just hold on, if you'll just keep going, he said, Jacob, Joseph, I want to tell you, God is faithful, and he'll not suffer you to be tempted or to be brought down. Amen. Jacob said, Joseph, I want to tell you something, son. He said, there's a time in my life, he said, when my mother, your grandmother, taught me in deceiving daddy. He said, I deceived daddy Isaac. He said, I was brought. He said, and there I was blessed by my father when I wasn't supposed to be. But it was the hand of God all the time. He said, just out of the middle of nowhere, I was blessed. He said, but it cost me something. And he said, Joseph, the blessings of God are going to cost you something. It's going to cost you to let this world alone. It's going to cost you, amen, to lose sight of everything but the Lord. And Joseph, can't you see him smiling, looking up at daddy, saying, tell me more, daddy. Tell me something. some more, Daddy. Tell me some more. And Jacob says to Joseph, son, I left home at an early age, running from him and my brother Esau. And I found myself even out and afar off. He said, but I laid down one night, son, and I laid my head on a rocky pillow. And in the middle of the night, he said, the Spirit of the Lord come down to where I was at. And he said, I dreamed a dream, and angels was ascending and descending upon a ladder. Amen. And he said, the Lord said to me, son, whithersoever my foot shall go, I'm going to bless you. He said, if I would obey his commandments and follow the statutes, even of his grandfather or my grandfather, he said, it's going to bless me. He is going to touch me. He is going to move in my life. I tell you, mamas and daddies, we need to teach our children the promises of God. I don't know about you, but I love to pull up a seat at them elders' table and let them tell me of the blessings and the glory of God that used to fall. Even tonight, I love to hear this man sing as much as anybody. And he ain't sung the whole revival. So I point him and said, please sing tonight. Amen. I love to hear Brother Collins sing. Even used to hear him on them tapes as a young preacher and just dreamed of getting to come here. And now I'm here. And I love to hear him sing. I love to hear them old times. I love to hear even how God brought you out when you didn't have nothing on the table to eat, when you didn't have no money in the bank, but somehow or another God provided and God moved. I'm telling you, we talk more of the problems of the day do it do on the things that God delivered. Amen. Yesterday, I'm telling you, David walked to Saul and looked at Saul and said, Saul, he said, I'm going to take this giant. Saul said, why, you got the power. What makes you think you can handle it? He said, well, the Lord came on me and I slayed a bear and I slayed a lion. And he said, the God that delivered me out of the paw of the bear and the paw of the lion shall also deliver me out of the land of this Philistine. I'm telling you, how your holiness, amen, the God of yesterday will not fail. I said, the God of yesterday is the God of the day and the God of tomorrow. He didn't fail the grandma and he didn't fail the great-grandpa. They ain't going to fail for us if we'll live right. Amen. Believe salvation through the blood and sanctification. I'm telling you, God is going to bless us. Woo! Now I'm feeling good tonight. Now I'm feeling like preaching. Amen. But I don't want you just to look at me and say, I enjoyed your message. I want you to get in with me and enjoy what I'm feeling. Amen. Jacob says to him, amen, son. He said, the Lord woke me up. And I said, surely the Lord was here, and I knew it not. Amen. Jacob told him the hardships. He said, I left there. Amen. Jacob said, amen, I dreamed dreams. God bless me. He said, but the greatest time of my life, Joseph, glory to God, he said, didn't come in Bethel. But it was after I was married, and I was headed back to Bethel. And he said, on my way there, I was running from Esau, your uncle Esau, and I was scared. I sent your mother and them and the children on ahead. And he said, I was walking over in the woods when about that time, Senator Brother Johnson, he said, something grabbed me from behind. He said, and I began to wrestle it. He said, I thought it was Esau. He said, to find me. He said, I was trying to get away. He said, I want to tell you something, son. There was two fights that went on. The first fight was me trying to get away. He said, but when I realized that man touched my thigh and a hollow came in it, he said, I realized there was more to this than common man. He said, so I realized this must be even God. He said, so I turned around, son. He said, instead of trying to fight to get away, I latched a hold of him. Amen. Jacob said, son, there came a time in my life when I left my own ideas and I cling to God's ideas. There came a time in my life
when I lived my own ways and I clinged to God's ways. You see, Jacob was whooped and knew he was whooped and had only the power that a whooped man's got. He ain't got the strength to swing. He ain't got the strength to kick. But him, the only thing he can do is put all this weight on him. And he said, you may go, but you're going to bless me before you leave. Amen. And Jacob said, I want to tell you, Joseph, there in that wilderness alone, he said, Joseph, God wrestled me down until I died. And I rose up in resurrection. And the Lord said to me, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but it shall be called Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man. I'm telling you, highway of holiness. The Lord, I want to get us to a place where we wrestle under the flesh is dead. And every eye ideas are gone. Don't try to ask God to bless your ways. Get God's way and be blessed. Don't try to ask God to bless your idea. Get God's idea and be blessed. We can walk out of here tonight a changed individual, changed in our character, changed in our relationship.
Raise your hands and love him tonight. Amen. Jacob was known as a supplanter, but when he got sanctified in that wilderness, he came out as an Israel, a prince with the power of God. And the reason why we ain't got no power is because we have not wrestled with God in sanctification. Come on now. I'm feeling like preaching tonight. I got a 5-hour message. Amen. Brother Collins says, put it in 30 minutes and be quiet. Amen. I'll tell you something tonight. Amen. We need to get a hold of God. Amen. Until he pulls out, amen, what is not right and puts in, amen, what he wants. Amen. You're the one that suffers when you're not sanctified. I said, you're the one that suffers. You see, when you're not sanctified, you wrestle within. Amen. You wrestle within. Your desires are wrestling. But when you get sanctified, amen, it happens on the inside. And it loses all desire for everything on the outside. And young folks, you that have problems, you mamas and daddies got problems of living right. When you're around the wrong crowd, when you get it in your heart and get it just right, you can stand in the Sahara zone of desert from 100 miles from nobody and stand flat-footed and tell the devil, no, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to turn the station to country music. I'm not going to turn the station to rock and roll. Come on here, help me while I preach. I'm going to stand flat-footed and tell you I got no desire. I drink as much as I want to drink. I wear what I want to wear. I go where I want to go, but it sanctified me through the blood of Jesus, and I got no desire even to go to this world. I got no desire even for this life, even for my heart. It's set on glory, and I'm headed there as soon as the breath leaves my body. My God, I feel better than I have in a month. I want to tell you, the Spirit of God is here tonight to help us raise your head and love God. Woo! Ain't felt this good in a while. Junior Morgan, he's been one of my favorite. He's my best friend. Amen. He's close to my heart. He said at 17 years old when he got saved, he said he went to the altar. Old Brother Roy Gaskins down in Trinity Calvary Hall in the church. Amen. They got a bunch of older folks there. And when you go down for prayer, you better mean it. Because them little 70-year-old ladies, they pull up chairs and they hold you there. You get saved. You go to get saved. That they're known in that town for that. Don't go out there. They capture you and don't let you go. Amen. Brother Junior got saved at 17 years old. Said he was having problems with his cigarettes. Said he'd come down to the altar and some of them said, feed him with the Holy Ghost, God. And Brother Junior said, give me the Holy Ghost, God. Old Brother Roy Gaskins got down on his knees. You got to know him. He's an elderly man. He looked down at him. You feel the breeze of God blow through you talking to him. He's a man of God.
He said to Junior, you might as well quit praying for the Holy Ghost. He ain't coming until you get sanctified. Amen. And Junior turned his prayer and started saying, sanctify me, God. Sanctify me, God. He said, Greg, I rolled in the floor, amen, for hours praying for sanctification. He said, I shouted and flipped and flopped. He said, now most of the people today would have thought I got the Holy Ghost. He said, but I didn't. I got sanctified. He said, sanctification is one of the best things of the experience. He said, because when I walked past that cigarette box that night, he said, I looked over at him and smiled from ear to ear and said, you don't even bother me tonight. I don't even got a desire for them. I'm telling you, brother, if you're having problems with something in this world, letting go, get sanctified over it. Come on now. Help me while I preach. Amen. The world has been trying for the longest to find out what makes our holiness women so beautiful. And we don't put nothing on. And we don't do nothing to make ourselves up. But yet we grow with the glow of God. Because there's something on the inside working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I got Jesus on the inside. He's moving on the outside. Brother, my outward expression or my outward appearance is none other than an outward expression of an inward experience with God. Do you hear me? It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's a joy to live holiness. It's a joy to live right. Amen. It ain't a grudgery. Amen. Come on now. But when you go by the ball field, you can shout the victory because they start to live on the inside of you that this world would love to have. And the only way to have it is through the blood of Calvary and through sanctification. And I'm so glad tonight I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the power that the Holy Ghost. Raise your hands and love God. Oh, I'm getting hung. Says the column getting hung up. We're living in an age, amen, where folks don't preach it no more. That's the reason why we don't got no power of God among us anymore. Come on now. Come on now. Oh Lord, help me preach just a little while. God, give us some young folks in this hour. Amen. You want to look different, boys? You want to look different, girls? Amen. Get a hold of saints' faith, sanctification. Amen. Walk down school halls. You'll turn every head in the building. Amen. They'll see a change in your life. They'll see a difference. They mocked me. They made fun of me. They picked at me. But guess what, Sister Collins? 99% of the bullies who made fun of me, half of them I got to pray for in the altar. Come on now. One of the meanest guys who was bigger than I was picked on me. I prayed him through in one of my tent meetings in my hometown. Come on now. I'm telling you, they see something on the inside that they don't have. Come on here. I can't explain to you what happened to me, but all I know is I knelt down and I said, God, whatever these folks has got, I want some of it. And I said, how do you pray? And the preacher said, ask God to forgive you. And I said, forgive me of my sins. And something happened on the inside. It's unexplainable, but yet undeniable. Come on now. I said, come on now. It didn't come by me. It didn't come by my own works, lest I suppose, but it's by the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He sanctified me, purged me from the desire of this world. Man, I gotta hurry. Amen. Brother Collins says, hurry. Amen. Joseph's leaving home, amen, was unexpected. He didn't know he was just going to leave. When Joseph left, amen, he had just took his cookies, his stuff, and said, Mom, I'll be back. But he didn't know he'd never come back, Brother Jim. He never knew he would return. But on his journey, he met faithful gods. but he fell into some snares. Amen. Because he got out there and they conspired against him and sent him on to destroy you. I want to tell you, when you get to doing something for God, folks are going to get jealous of the move of God in your life. Come on here. I went through literally about torment for 10 months. In the past 10 months of my ministry, worst time of my life. And where it came from was not from the outside, but it came from men that's supposed to be doing the same thing I'm doing. Come on here, they're doing the same. Come on. They're supposed to be preaching like I'm trying to preach. Amen. But they find more time to preach about me and talk about me. Come on now. Help me while I preach. I want to tell you the reason why Peter and John had the power to say, such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus, is because Peter and John was together. I said they were walking together on the way to the temple. And when the saints of God quit fighting and feuding and bickering and biting, come on now, and grumbling and complaining, and would join arm in arm and say, forget your power, forget mine, we're going to God. And on the way there, we'll stop by a lame man and say, such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. We got to get together. Jealous is killing us. I said, jealous is killing us. If you preach to so-and-so, you can't preach for me. You go there, you can't preach for me. Come on now. Help me while I preach. A charismatic church called me back home. Amen. For 4 nights, I prayed about it. And the Lord said, go preach 4 nights to them. I'm talking about wept and cried and preached to them. Amen. And I preached holiness every night. You'd call my pastor and ask you. He came every all 3 nights. I want to tell you, God met with us. God helped us. Amen. I want to tell you, you can preach right when everybody's living wrong. Amen. It's easy to preach wholeness when everybody's living wholeness. But when you're looking around and the pastor's wife's doing what you're preaching, come on now, but still you weep and cry and preach against their sin and preach against worldly. Come on here, help me while I preach. Your anointing, your calling may take you sometimes where you feel uncomfortable, but don't fail the anointing. Don't fail the purpose. Don't fail the calling. But stand flat-footed, throw your shoulders back, and say, blessed be the name of the Lord. I come in His name, not my name. Even there is one coming whose shoelaces I'm unworthy to even loose. He's the champion. Amen, Joseph. Amen. My God, I feel free. I feel like preaching tonight. Woo! Amen. Amen. He met faithful gods. But guess what? He's away from daddy. He's away from mommy. And guess what? He found out that even though his earthly father wasn't nowhere around, he could depend on his heavenly father. Are you with me tonight? I said when he could not depend on his earthly, amen, his heavenly father showed up. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. Amen. They put him into a pit. Now watch this, the purpose of God in your life. Here Joseph is, has a purpose, an anointing, a calling. But now it's took him to his brother's hatred. They have took off his coat, thrown him in a pit. But guess what the Bible said? And the Lord was with Joseph. Woo! And I want to preach tonight. Amen. There was something in Joseph that kept him going. I said there was something in Joseph that kept him going. Because Joseph would look at himself and say these words. It ain't always going to be like this. It ain't always going to be like this. And I came to preach to somebody tonight. It ain't always going to be like this. I don't know where you're at in your experience. I don't know where you're at in your calling. I don't know where you're at in your life. But it ain't always going to be like it is right now. Are you with me tonight? I said, are you with me? When Joseph went to the pit, he said, I may be in the pit now, but I'm coming out one of these days. For it didn't come to stay. It came to pass. Amen. In our journeys, we're going to find pitfalls. We're going to find troubles. We're going to find hardships. But I want to tell you, God's promises are sure. There may be hindrances and circumstances, but there's no cause for doubt, because God, His hand is the stronghold in the day of trouble. And likely, circumstances are often God's instruments to take us to greatness in God. Even how many knows the storm that the devil or that you just came through, it got you closer to God, didn't it? Come on, am I telling the truth? The desert you just walked through, amen, did you just came through, what did it do? It brought you closer. Come on here. There's two ships sailing on the sea. One goes one way, there's a storm. One goes the other way. What's the difference? Amen. Why can two ships go two different ways with one wind? Well, one of them's got their sails set one way, and the other's got their sails set another way. Come on now. And when the wind blowed, one of them set their sail toward God, and the storm blowed them right into the presence of the Almighty. I want to tell you, don't run from God when you get down. Don't run from God when you get in trouble. But let your troubles push you in the presence of God. Let your hindrance push you into the presence of God Almighty. Are you still with me? It's 9 o'clock. It's highway wholeness shutting down time. Come on now. Amen. Let's change tonight. Amen. Let's change. Let's go an hour later. Come on now. Amen. Paul. Amen. Joseph here. Amen. Says, amen, I may be in this pit, but somehow or another, I found the Lord in my pit. The Lord was with Joseph. Amen. Here's a man one time. My daddy, Brother Johnson, you probably don't know this, just got saved. Sanctified and filled the Holy Ghost. He even called, talked to him Sunday, Brother Collins. And I just shouted. He said, fired up. He said, I saw your brother today. My brother's backslid. He said, I got talking to it, and the Holy Ghost fell on me at the table. Oh, I'm telling you, that may not do much for you, but it sure does me. Amen. I got to hear about shouting in the Brother Darrell. Amen. I so happy. I so excited. But Daddy called me the other day. He said, let me tell you what I heard a preacher say. I said, tell me. He said, there was a man who was a little man and owned a business in a town, but the $1 million people come in. And they were going to build a mall. And they was going to build it on that land. And this little working man with his one little store was the only one that wouldn't sell. And they said, sell or we're going to build around you and drive you out. He said, well, he said, you can go ahead and build, but I ain't a moving. I'm staying right here. I'm going to stay right here. They said, well, we're going to build and just push you out. He meant we're going to dry you up, starve you of money. Well, Sister Collins, the day it came, it's grand opening day. They took grand opening signs, placed it all up and down that big multi-million dollar, amen, building. And here stuck this little man right in the middle of all of them. So he said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, but then the thought hit him. I think I'll go down and buy me a sign. And he went down and built him a sign, placed it on the roof, and it said, grand entrance. He been grand entrance. And everybody that came to the grand opening had to go through that little man's store. The devil intended it for evil, but God intended it for good. I want to tell you tonight, if you're in trouble, if you got circumstances and hindrance in your life, rise up and say, I'm not following the world. I'm not compromising. I'll dare to be different. And I'm just going to trust God, because it ain't always going to be like this. One of these days, we're going home with no more troubles, no more heartaches, no more suffering. It ain't always going to be like it is right now. Well, we're going to have church tonight. Some of you are going to get your purse and walk out the door because it's late. But some of you are going to turn right, run to this altar, and the glory of God's going to meet with us, because we're saying by faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith brings future in the present. And though I'm in the valley, I can shout in the valley thinking about what I'm going to do when I get on the mountain. I can shout in the fire thinking about how I'm going to shout when I get out of the fire. I can shout in has this set up, and I got the victory, and the Lord is leading me. Raise your hands tonight and glorify God. Genesis chapter number 39. Amen. Amen. He sold from the Israelites to Potiphar. And now he's in the Potiphar's home. Amen. And now he's standing here. The Bible said the Lord was with Joseph. Now Joseph's character, he had a love for God and a love for his master. He had confidence in the blessings of God. And the number one thing the church lacks, self-control. I said, do you hear me? Self-control. He did not succumb. He did not back down. He did not compromise. Come on here. Amen. I want to tell you something here tonight. I said he didn't back down or compromise. When a man cast himself upon God, God will always make a way of escape. You know, I've been preaching a little hard the last two nights. And he's been preaching a little sweet tonight, trying to. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's a spirit of holiness, even a sanctification that gets in the heart of people. You say, you're wrong, preacher. Let me tell you, I was preaching revival in South Alabama the other day in Assembly of God. Good holiness. Amen, church. Amen. This woman walked up to me and said, Brother Greg, you know, I met somebody strange. Said, I met him in Walmart. Said, it was a lady, amen, with a little four-year-old girl. And said, she looked at me and she kept staring at me all through Walmart. Said, finally, she stopped me. And she said, ma'am, I don't know nothing about you people, but y'all different. She said, what's so different about you? She said, I see y'all don't, you know, the way you look. You wear dresses all the time. Said, I'm confused. Said, my daughters, I never took them to church, to your kind of church. Said, but my four-year-old daughter, amen, ain't never been, amen, introduced to y'all's beliefs. Said, but the other morning she woke up and I said to her, baby, go get dressed. Put your britches on. She said, no, mommy. Said, the Lord Jesus come to me in my dreams last night and told me I don't supposed to be wearing, amen, broody britches. Come on, I'm telling you the truth. Amen, I'm telling you the truth. She said, you know what? I can't understand. Said, but I know my baby ain't lying. Said, she wouldn't just wake up and say, Jesus told her. And that woman said, I want to tell you, that's the Lord. You better let her do what the Lord wants her to do. And you know, because of that four-year-old baby, God's a moving in that home. It ain't never been the church. I'm going to tell you, it's real. It's real. I know it's real. Amen. And when you want to serve God, God's going to make a way where there seemed to be no way. Amen. I want to tell you, let my mama fall away. Let everybody around leave me. As long as the Lord is with me, I think I'll cast my lot with the Holiness Church and say, I think I'll hold on and make it all the way. Because it ain't always going to be like it is right now. Amen. Joseph had self-control. Amen. When things were going good, amen, everything started turning around for Joseph. Then like a lot of boatening, a boat of lightning, it struck and turned. And now that woman's confronting him. But Joseph answered her no promptly. Amen. He did not hesitate. He just flat out said no. I said, he just flat out, listen, you can't talk to the devil. You can't play with sin. You just got to flat out say no. Come on, I've lost some of you tonight. Come on, I lost some of you. Amen. You just got to flat out say no. If you linger too long in the wrong place, you're going to lose your victory. But when you realize you're in the wrong place, amen, run like crazy. I said, run like crazy. He answered promptly, no. He answered firmly. There was no sound of wavering. He didn't say, well, no. He just flat out said, no. I'm going to tell you, not everybody's backsliding. Amen. Not everybody's quitting. Not everybody's going down. But the church of Jesus Christ, we're going up. We're not going down there. We're going up. Amen. Come on now. We're going over. We're not going out. We're going in. We're not quitting. We're going over. We're going to make it, thanks of God. Do you hear me? Amen. Let that spirit of God rise up in you and say, keep going, weary traveler. Amen. I'll pick your feet up if you'll put them down. I'll pick them up if you'll put them down. And Lord, if you'll pick them up, I promise you, I'll set them down. Some of you don't feel like traveling. Some of you tired. Some of you weary. Some of you tired. Some of you weary. But that the Lord picks it up. Place it down. Pick it up. Place it. Pick it up. Place it. Pick it up. Hey. But brother Greg, you don't know where I'm at. You don't know what I'm going through. I'm going to tell you, it don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter the situation. The Lord is with the church. I said the Lord is with the church. Now, he ain't on a journey. He's neither coming nor going. He's already here. And he's with us. And we feel us. Travel on.
It ain't always going to be like this. It ain't always going to be like it is right now. We're coming out. You hear me? Hallelujah. One of these days, you're going to pick that leg, or the Lord's going to pick it up one more time. And you're going to place it down. But when you look down, Sister Collins, you're going to say, my God, this ain't a dirt road no more. It ain't the dirt road no more. But it just changed. And look down between my toes. It's glittering. Come on now. Help me while I preach. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to follow them old pilgrims. Even that left the footprints behind. I don't mind going through the fire. As long as I can look on the other side or look into the flames and see not three prints, sets of prints, but four prints. The Lord was with them. And they said it ain't always going to be like this. I don't mind going through the lion's den. As long as I see two sets when I look in and one coming out on the other side, I don't mind even being in the caves. Amen. Come on now. As long as I look down and see a set of footprints that says Elijah, and I say, well, Elijah was here, I think I can make it. I want to tell you, there's some footprints that them old saints left behind. Even don't miss them. Look at them and keep walking. I said, look at them and keep walking. Amen. Are you ready for me to quit tonight? Huh? Amen. You ready for me to quit tonight? I want to tell you. Amen. Joseph went through some hard times for years. A few years. Amen. He got accused of something he didn't do. When he got accused of something he didn't do, they threw him in a pit or in a prison. But I believe on the way, Brother Jim, he might have laughed and said, go ahead. Go right ahead, put me in there. But it ain't always going to be like this. It ain't always going to be like this. Brother Johnson's hollering, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Because you want to know why? When he got in the prison, Brother Kyle, and he was locked up down there, the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph. Woo! I wish y'all was ready to have church tonight. I know y'all tired. Brother Greg, we in our second week. Well, I'm in my own how many weeks? Even 19th week. Come on now. But I'm feeling mighty good tonight. I've been about to fall out dead near about. But I'm feeling pretty good tonight. Because the Lord is with me. And I feel something on the inside. Even saying, keep going. It ain't always going to be like it is right now. Even I want to tell you, just because even some things you cannot change, you just survive it. Some things you can't alter it. You just outlive it. Come on here. Some things people say that are lies, you just keep walking. The anointing will prove you right. I said the anointing will prove you right. I've had preachers thunder. Come on here. Amen. And it'll never cause you to get bitterness in your heart. Amen. But come on, you got to pray through over bitterness. Amen. And love everybody. Because the love of bitterness will take you to hell as quick as any other sin that we preach. A grudge will take you to hell as quick as any other thing. Don't get bitter, get better. Come on, I said, don't get bitter, get better. Don't get bitter, get better. Don't get hard, but weep till your heart breaks. Amen. And you get up with a soft heart and you worship God. Lord, though the fig tree don't blossom, though the sun don't come up tomorrow, though all my children dead, though my wife's dead, even though my grandma, it ain't always gonna be like this.
have had me now. Don't have had me now. Don't want me now. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Though I fall, I shall arise again. And Joseph said, I may be in this pit, but I'm on my way out. Some things you can't alter. You just outlive it. You just keep going. Come on. I was going through something one time. Ain't even been going through it for months. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost spoke to me on a Sunday morning and said, Greg, you're halfway through. I said, Lord, the Lord dealt with me. I thought, what do you mean? And the Lord dealt with me. When you're going through a valley, you're only going through it halfway. And the other half, you're on your way out. Come on now. You're only going through it halfway. But the other half, you're on your way out of it. Come on here. I don't know about you, but I think I done made it halfway. And I'm on my way out of it. And though Joseph was thrown in the prison, he said, yet I'm not going to forget God. Because God's the one that saved me. Come on now. And he's faithful. And if I'll just keep holding on, I'm going to come out of this. Come on now. Tree branches rocking in the wind. The sap and the substance runs down. It looks like a dead tree. No leaves and brown and ugly. But don't say goodbye to it. Because when spring comes again, that sap and substance is coming out of the ground, back into those branches, into a brand new year of a budding experience in God. Don't laugh at me now, because my sap's ran down. I'm just going deeper. Do you hear me? I'm just going deeper. I may look like I'm a dying. I may look like I'm drowning, but don't bury my coffin yet. Don't put me in the ground yet, because I got a Redeemer. I said, I got a Redeemer who said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He don't take recesses. He don't take breaks. He don't go to sleep. He's not my prisoner. He's with you when you're in trouble. He's with you when you're in trouble. He's with the Africans when they're in trouble. He's with Chinans when they're in trouble. But it's with me, and this are open to my cry, and I'm a crying, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Temporary setbacks create opportunities for fresh commitment. Patience is a tree whose root is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Habakkuk 2:3. Howay, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry. Sitting in that prison cell, here come the butler and the baker. They throwed in. They sitting on the sidelines over here, grumbling. But old Joseph walks up to them and says, how come you look so sad today, boys? What makes you look so funny? Come on. Amen. It's in the Bible. Joseph said, why look you so sad? Amen. Here he was thrown in there for nothing. But yet the glory of God was in his heart. And he looked, I'm going to tell you, I never found in that Bible where you got to be down and out every day of your life. But right in the middle of your battle, you can smile and say, I may not feel it, but I know I'm coming out. For the vision is not for the come on, it's for an appointed time. And though it tarry, I'm waiting on it. For it surely will come and will not tarry. In spite of temporary circumstances, God has a present time of deliverance. There's some point in your life where God's going to bring you out. Do you hear me? I said there's some point in your life where God's going to bring you out. It may be riding down the road in the morning listening to a song, but the Lord's going to bring you out. It may be Brother Johnson coming for prayer service to say one thing, but you're going to come out. Oh, it may be Sister Collins getting up saying one song, or Sister Peggy, even when she didn't even know it. Brother Collins says,
says, come sing that song. So just keep holding on. And in the depths of my soul, the Holy Ghost reached and grabbed my heartstrings. And though I'm the evangelist of this meeting, even you don't know where I was at when I pulled in here. You don't know where I was at. You don't know where I was at. But when she cut loose on that song, something rose in my heart and said, keep a holding on. It ain't always gonna be like it is right now. I'm not finished. Joseph said, I'm going through it. But I want to tell you, it may take you a long time to go through it. But when God gets you, when it's time to come out, you're coming out. And ain't no devil hell going to stop you. Come on here now. You can't allow past circumstances to abort future opportunity. And if you have experienced loss in your life, I tell you, God has a way of bringing back things you thought you would never see again. And I'm closing, just a matter of moments tonight. The caterpillar eats its way into a cocoon. All of his life he's climbed on the trunk of a tree. That one trunk. He just lived on that trunk. But he ate his way into a cocoon. And though he's in that cocoon, don't laugh at him yet. He ain't dead yet. Oh, I feel God in this house tonight. Do you hear me? I said, though he's in that cocoon, the power of change, of his change of his life in maturity, is slow, Brother Jim. It's slow, but it's powerfully. I said, though the process is slow, Brother Collins, it's powerfully. Because when it's over, that caterpillar who's been in that cocoon for days is going to come out a beautiful butterfly. And that thing which could only crawl on one trunk of one tree now has got wings and flies from tree to tree. And we go to grumbling when trouble comes our way. We go to grumbling when we go to going through it. But if we could just look at our problems and our situations as a caterpillar does its cocoon, I know it's going to hurt me, but I'm going in it. I know it's going to hurt me, but I'm going in. I know it's going to be hard, but I'm going in. Because when I come out, it ain't always going to be like this. Because all I could do was crawl on this trunk. And I lived on this trunk. I was born on this trunk. Amen. It looks like I'm going to die. But when I come out of my cocoon, I fly from tree to tree. And some of you tonight have been living on the same trunk since you've been saved. You ain't moved one step. But I want to tell you tonight, you want to move, get in the altar, get a purpose, get an anointing, get a call on your life. You'll hit trouble. You'll fight hell. But you'll start flying from tree to tree. Let me perch for a moment on this branch like a bird. Let me get perched like a bird. Though I feel the branch beneath me breaking, I shall not fear, cause I've got wings. Though I feel the branch beneath me shake, I shall not fear, for I have wings. If it falls, I'll fly higher. Come on here. If it goes down, I'll fly higher. Not ever been, Brother Collins said. Well, we're going left or we're going right? It's 9:20-something. It was an hour ago I quit singing. I could preach another 3 hours. But I'm through. Come here, Brother Jim or Brother Johnson. Don't matter. Come on, Brother Jim. They threw old Paul and Silas in a Roman jail. They did not worry who would go their bail. Sitting there locked up, come on, locked up. Bleeding. Dying. Wait, let me stop. When Peter went to be crucified, he said, boys, don't crucify me like you did him. Put me upside down.
Because I ain't worthy to die like he died. Because there was something inside Peter saying, it ain't always going to be like that. It was a bunch of eggs born. Because when I do this, it's all I'm through. There's a bunch of eggs born in the yard. And it just so happened that an eagle's egg got mixed up in the chicken's eggs. And when it was born, it walked around an ugly brown chicken. Ugly. He wasn't white like the rest of them. And all he did was walk around like them pecking worms. But there was always something inside him that says, I know I'm uglier than everybody else. But there's something inside me that tells me I ain't going to have to stay here. Are you with me tonight? There's something inside me that tells me I may have to live like I'm down here, but I ain't a part of them. There's something on the inside that's telling me this ain't my home. And I don't belong in the chicken yard picking worms off the ground. For some reason, I feel like I belong up there. Come on now. Amen. For if the Spirit that dwelt in Jesus shall dwell in you. I said the Spirit that dwelt in Jesus shall dwell in you. It shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Amen. We shall be caught up in the air to meet the Lord and the saints forever, and so shall we ever be. I don't know about you, but I'm about ready to fly away. And this story said, this is a true story, said one day eagles come flying over. Amen. And he looked up and they were hollering at him. Amen. And he looked up, and I don't know if this is an illustration or a fact or not, but I sure like it. Said that little eagle on the ground had been pecking worms all of his life. Looked up and said, hey, they look like me. Hey, it's a little Catholic woman down in Georgia. Didn't know nothing about holiness. God saved her, Brother Collins. The Spirit of God got a hold of her life. She went to straighten up going to the Catholic church every Sunday. She got to live in holiness and didn't know even holiness folks existed. She's Catholic. She, her mama said, you look funny. Ain't nobody in the world looks like you. So she went to the mall and seen Brother Noah Phillips and a bunch of his folks. Even and said, hey, they look like me. And walked over and said, hey, who are y'all? What do y'all belong to? We're Pentecostal. We're holy. She said, I got saved a few months ago in the Catholic church. She said, I don't know nothing. I thought I was the only one that looked like this. But I found some like me. And now she's marrying one like her. Come on, and she can sing the glory down and the power down. But God saved her in the Catholic church. I'm telling you, one of these days there's going to be folks that we don't know nothing about. That's a living right in little churches that nobody knows. And one of these days, we're going to go to flying. And everybody that's got the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in their life is going to look up and say, there goes some like me. And the Spirit that dwelt in Jesus is living in you. It's going to wake you up. And you're going to leave this house of clay that mortality and be changed. They're like me. I don't know about you, but some of you said, I'm waiting for it to come like it used to come. I'm waiting for it to move like it used to move. But God ain't quit. You quit. You got satisfied. You used to be hungry, but you ain't hungry no more. Amen. Come on now. But pray through. The power of the Holy Ghost is in this building tonight. Amen. Just touch our hearts and get us ready. Come on, Brother Jim. We ain't always going to stay here. When Paul went to be beheaded, he ran to the chop block. Because he knew he didn't belong in a chicken yard. And then finally, he flew away. And all them preachers back home that used to live like we do, has compromised, has laughed at me and said, you'll never make it nowhere. Homeless people don't like. Come on now, they'll turn their back on you. I tell you, if they all do, I think I'm going to stay just like I am, Brother Collins. And there's something inside me that tells me I ain't always going to live in a chicken yard. but I'm planning to turn all of my chickens around my house into eagles before it's over with. And by the help and the grace of God, it's gradually happening, but it's happening. God's moved. I've been praying 8 years for my family, and they're coming around. My daddy's got saved. Amen. My stepmother don't know nothing about nothing, and she's even got saved. Come on now, help me while I preach. My great aunt, who is even bad and deep in sin, come the other night, they were there, could sing the house down, backs it on God. Left her husband 2 or 3 years ago for another man. She came to the church the other night, wept like a baby. Amen. Said, I've been listening to your tapes for the last 2 weeks. I said, where the world did you get them? Well, Granny gave them to me. But God's a moving, and I'm a planning to turn all of them I can into eagles by the grace of God. Come on here. I plan on taking my family. Do you hear me? I don't plan on leaving them behind. I want to take somebody with me. Man, I got to hurry. Amen, Peter. Amen, Paul and Silas. Locked in the Roman jail. Amen, they're beaten. They're bleeding. They're dying. And the devil says, look, we're preaching at you, boys. And about midnight, Paul looked over at Silas. Paul said, I'm going to pray. I said, well, okay. Silas said, Paul, you pray. I'm going to sing. Pray. Prayer bells of heaven, oh, how sweetly they ring, bearing a message unto Jesus the King. Well, if you are burdened now with trouble and care, ring on and on, for God's going to answer your prayer. Now, if you get to living like chickens too much, you ain't going to leave when the chickens come. Come on here. Come on here. You ain't going to leave when the eagles come to fly. You're going to be still stuck in the chicken yard. Come on here. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Some of you about ready to quit me and go home. Amen. But you'll go home tonight and watch. Amen. I said it last night, videos for 2 hours and complain because I preach an hour. Come on here. You'll play on computer for an hour and complain because I preach an hour. Help me while I preach just a little while. We'll gossip an hour. We'll go to restaurants, wait in line for an hour for one steak, pay $20, sit and talk for an hour to eat, get to Satan and talk for another hour. And we complain that church losses past 9 o'clock. But I'm telling you, this old eagle desires more than a steak dinner. This old eagle desires more. I'm a seeking the bread of life. And if it takes 5 hours of meeting, even that's what I'm going to get. Because I'm getting ready to leave this world. Prayer bells of heaven, oh, how sweetly they ring. By the time Paul says, I'm going to sing. Silas, you pray. Pray, Silas. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. He's my joy in the time of sorrow. He's my hope. He's my tomorrow. And he's my best friend. And Paul and Silas both get happy. And they said, let's all sing. Amen. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He's going to answer by and by. When you feel a little power returning, then you'll know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk where Jesus makes it right. Well, I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. Well, I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, he ain't never done me nothing. Done me nothing but good. And about that time, they get so happy, they shouting around. They screaming and running in that prison. And they in the spirit to finally it hits them. Hey, I ain't bound no more. I ain't got no chains no more. I ain't got no bonds no more. It ain't always gonna be like it is. It ain't always gonna be like it is. Highway of holiness, it may be the midnight
hour, and we may be struggling sometime, but let this 270-pound boy come to tell you tonight, it ain't always going to be like it is right now. If you're going to live right, cast your lot with the holiness you. Let's start to heaven, because it ain't always. How many are going with me? Stand to your feet. How many are going with me? I said, how many are going with me tonight?
Amen. Amen. Right now, without delay, on the count of three, come on out of them pews, come in this altar with your hands in the air, saying, I'm turning for the right. Amen. I know I'm tired. Been in camp meeting for 2 weeks, but I'm going to that altar because it ain't always going to be like this. And I'm going to get refreshed, and I'm going to get restored. Hey, hey, hey. 3, 2, 1. Come on, everybody. Come on right now with your hands in the air, saying, it ain't always going to be like it. Brother Spencer's needing the Holy Ghost. Pray for him, Brother Johnson. Right there, need the baptism. My God, the Holy Ghost is in this house. It's all right to shout. If you're living right, if you're walking right, shout on, Granny. Shout on, Mama. Shout on, Daddy. Shout on, Highway. It ain't always gonna be like this. Come on, boys. Come on, out of the altar tonight. Come on, everybody. Come on to this altar, everybody. Come on. You gonna be left behind. Amen. If you don't, amen, got this in your heart. Hey, glory. It ain't always gonna be like it is right now. I may be going through it, but I'm coming out. I'm on my way out. I'm on my way out. Hallelujah.